Timothy Miller was asked to perform at the 1975 Nebworth Festival with headliner Pink Floyd. And Steve Miller said, no. Why not? Because I don't even have a band. I got no band. I couldn't get one together. The promoter said, hey, we'll double this big paycheck we were going to give you. And he went, I could do that. No problem. He got ex-CCR drummer Doug Clifford, guitarist Les Dudek, and bassist Lonnie Turner. That's a good band. And he decided they needed a rockin' song when he got the band together because they were going to follow Pink Floyd. You know, Pink Floyd was there. It's kind of dark. So he's going to open up. You need something rocking. And he came up with it. And it became number one. Here's Steve Miller.
I said, how would you guys like to have an all-expense-paid vacation to London next week? I said, what is it? And I told them, and they said, yeah. They came over and rehearsed in my house, ran through the numbers we were going to do, a lot of which were Jimmy Reed numbers, and knocked everybody out. And I wrote Rockin' Me because I was sitting there going, there's going to be 150,000 people. Pink Floyd will come on when it's dark and the lights turn on. They'll put me on while the sun's going down and everybody's cold and the PA will be bad. So I'm going to have to really rock everybody out. I wrote Rockin' Me for that in about 20 minutes.
What about Aerosmith? Their last album was 2012, Music from Another Dimension. And Joe Perry says, no more new music. We don't need it.
What?
He says, all I know is because we've had so many generations of fans, a lot of them don't know the songs from the early days. I want to bring them back into the set. I don't see a reason to write a new album when we have five albums from the 70s that most people don't even know about. These are the songs that influenced Slash, influenced the Foo Fighters, influenced all those bands that come up and say, I picked up the guitar because of Toys in the Attic. I look at them as brand new songs. So we're still messing around with them. What about the other guitar player, Brad Whitford? He says, we'll see. We've been doing this a long time, and 50 years is a lot of wear and tear. Just to still be here is an absolute miracle. To have the original members too, that's just bizarre.